From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. and North Korean officials met at the demilitarized zone Sunday to talk about a possible summit between President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. After calling off the talks Thursday, Trump said the June 12th summit in Singapore may very well take place as scheduled. On Sunday, he tweeted, "I truly believe North Korea has brilliant potential and will be a great economic and financial nation one day. Kim Jong-un agrees with me on this. It will happen." Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The on-again, off-again meeting between North Korea's leader and President Trump sounds like it could be on again.
We're looking at June 12th in Singapore. That hasn't changed.
Former CIA Director Michael Hayden has his doubts.
On balance, I'm modestly in favor of this going forward. And on balance, I'm modestly thinking it's more rather than less likely that it will happen.
And even if it happens, Senator Marco Rubio says,
he will not denuclearize, but he wants to give off this perception that he's this open leader, that he's peaceful.
Both Rubio and Hayden appeared on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in said Sunday that North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un committed in their surprise meeting a day earlier to a complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and to sitting down with President Trump. Moon said he urged Kim to directly engage with the U.S. to try to save the planned nuclear summit. Moon met with Kim on the north side of the inter-Korean border in the same village of Panmunjom where they met in April. This is VOA News. A suicide bomber has detonated his explosives-laden truck near an army base in southern Afghanistan, killing at least 8 soldiers Sunday and wounding at least 12 others. The Taliban swiftly took responsibility for carrying out the bombing. Afghan officials said the attack happened in an area that government forces had recently freed from insurgent control. 2 U.S. Navy warships sailed near South China Sea islands claimed by China on Sunday. China condemned the action, expressing its anger, saying it had sent ships and aircraft to warn the U.S. warships to leave. As health professionals in the Democratic Republic of Congo treated people showing up in clinics with symptoms of Ebola, 3 patients escaped from a hospital. 2 of them died the next day. Reuters correspondent Aaron Ross reports from Dakar.
This is extremely concerning, especially because the fact that they died so shortly thereafter means that they were extremely contagious to those around them. And so, you know, health workers worked very quickly to identify all the contacts, the people they came into contact with, to vaccinate some of those people and further trace any additional contacts that may have taken place.
English-speaking Cameroonians are burying 30 members of their community who were killed Thursday in the northwestern town of Pinyon. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzuka reports from the town.
Hundreds mourn their dead and seek to identify corpses being removed by villagers from a local inn in Cameroon's northwestern town of Pinyin. Among them is 54-year-old Angelica Mulu, who has just identified the body of her 24-year-old son. She says she does not understand what has befallen them, that their children are being killed like flies. She says she has allowed everything into the hands of God, who alone will judge and punish all evildoers, but that she knows her son did not commit any crime to be killed at his young age. Moki Edwin Kinzuka for VOA News, Pinyin, northwestern Cameroon.
Brazil faced serious supply disruptions on the 7th day of a trucker strike Sunday, although the government said the country was on a path to normalization. Brazilian authorities have deployed the military to clear barricades erected by strikers, and they've been escorting fuel trucks since Friday to try to maintain access to refineries. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.